So I just want your name and your role just for a quick audio level check.
Wayne Stetsky, Member of Parliament for Kootenay, Columbia.
Perfect. Thank you. So I'm just going to open off with a broad question. What are your thoughts on the Liberals' second budget?
You know, actually, after going through it in some detail, of course, it'll take a while to go through all of it, I'm quite disappointed, and particularly in a couple of areas. The softwood lumber agreement, of course, has expired over a year ago, and we've been waiting to see what the new deal might look like. But there's nothing there for forestry around potentially providing low-cost loans or other support that'll help the industry get through if the outcome isn't very positive. Internet and broadband strategy is another one that's really important to the riding, particularly in our rural areas, and there was no new money for internet or broadband strategy in it. They had announced a national housing strategy, which is really good, something that we've been pushing for quite some time. But when you actually look at the numbers, 90% of the money that they've promised in the budget doesn't happen until after 2019, so after the next federal election, and 50% of it doesn't happen until after 2024. And interesting, in their budget, a lot of the numbers that they've kind of put together to make them look fairly healthy, they then say is over the next 11 years for a time frame. So that was disappointing. And the other one that last year, when the Liberals brought in their tax break, it didn't apply to anybody making $45,000 or less. It applied to people making between $45,000 and almost $200,000. And you actually got the biggest tax break if you were making $90,000 or more. And there's nothing new for anybody making $45,000 or less in terms of tax breaks. So those were kind of certainly some of the things that we were disappointed about. Some of the potentially positive things. There's a new employment insurance caregiver benefit, which is something we had proposed during the last election, so that's good to see. So if you are looking after elderly people or struggling in some other way with someone that you need to be home and provide caregiving for, there will be a new employment insurance benefit. What else? Well, they've committed to implement the International Arms Trade Treaty Agreement this year, but that's on an international level. So all in all, I guess I'm not finding much in the budget so far that is going to really help the people of Kootenay, Columbia. They are planning to run up another $28.5 billion deficit this year. And, of course, they had talked about balancing the budget by 2019, and in their latest projections, that is no longer anywhere in sight.
Okay, so, we spoke about some of the ways this budget affects our riding, potentially positively and negatively. Would you say this is an overall improvement from last year's budget or not?
You know, I was disappointed in it, and I'm not saying that just from a political perspective. I really think in terms of the things that are important to the people in Kootenay, Columbia, there really isn't much in this budget that's going to be helpful to them. Looking ahead, again, just in terms of the budget deficit, which is something, of course, that our children and our grandchildren will end up picking up. So for this year, $28.5 billion for 2018, 2019, they're projecting $27.4 billion. And for 2019-20, which is when they had promised in the last election that they would balance the budget, they are now projecting a $23.4 billion deficit, and on it goes as you look forward into the future. So they are certainly planning to spend a lot more money than they intend to make over at least the next 5 years.
Yeah, for sure. And so is there anything that you would want to see that was potentially left out?
Well, you know, there's nothing in there for seniors that'll help seniors. There's a little bit in there for people with disabilities, but it doesn't happen until 2018-19. So just going down the list, I'm just not seeing much. I guess the other thing that's kind of ironic, of course, they had promised a very large infrastructure budget, which, you know, as a former mayor, you get quite excited about when you see the numbers. And hopefully that infrastructure money will roll out as promised last year and on into the future. A bit ironic, though, that what they're planning to do is to sell some of our existing infrastructure. In particular, they're talking about selling our airports and potentially ports, so privatizing them in order to help build new infrastructure. So they're taking our existing infrastructure and selling it to support building new infrastructure, which I think is counterproductive in the end, because privatizing airports, for example, will lead to higher costs for Canadians because the private sector rightfully expects to make a profit, whereas when government manages these, they hope to break even.
Sure. So that's about all the reaction I needed from you. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before I let you go?
Nope, that's it for today.
All right, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to call me. I know you're probably a very busy man, so I'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.